So I invite you now to just relax and sit back as we move into a more meditative space this morning. Just gently close your eyes if you feel so inclined. Solitary and so exposed, ask the wind if it knows why. Oh, why do I open wide to a wide? Open sky, only darkness, only stars, only seeing with my heart, only sun, only blue. Seeing clearly what I should do, open wide, open wide, open wide. I could burn up in the sun, but there's no fear inside of me. No zenith, no nadir, no hands, no feet, just drifting in peace. Why? Open wide, open wide. Open sky. Welcome this morning. Thank you for being here, first of all. I'd like to thank Reverend Ellen, who is in Los Angeles right now, for asking me to be with you today. I want to say welcome to those who will be listening to the podcast later online. And today we're talking about No time like the present. And opening ourselves to that moment, that stillness that Jan so beautifully spoke about in her prayer this morning. Thank you, Jan, for that. So my name is Kit Holmes. For those of you who know me, that I am the music minister here at Unity of Wimberley. For those of you visiting for the first time, welcome to you as well. I'm also a licensed religious science practitioner, so the RSCP that you see behind my name, that's what it stands for, RS, religious science, small c, SC, science, 101, practitioner, and prayer chaplain here at Unity, and just so glad to be with you sharing my music and sharing this with Deirdre today. And we talk a lot. We are in new thought, we are in metaphysical practices, we are in those places where we want to use our human minds and those things, those organizational skills that we are built with, that serve us very, very well. And we do spend a lot of time figuring things out. We probably spend way too much time trying to figure things out. I know I do. Overthinking, overthinking, overthinking. So I was thinking about this today. And being here, and it occurred to me that I think what we need is to just be and to be still. So as soon as I kind of launched into that idea, actually it was not a launching, it was a receiving of that idea, and saying this is the time to be quiet. So the message today is will be just a lot of music and meditation. Mystics for centuries, for millennia, and in every book that we study, all of those things that we look in, looking for the inner stillness, they all say, be still, be quiet, listen to the still small voice, hear the still small voice. My particular favorite version of that is from Rumi, who says, be still and listen. You're drunk and we're sitting on the edge of the roof. It is actually a Rumi poem. Look it up. But it does give you a moment of pause to think about being still. We have so many things that we love to talk about and organize and categorize and list and all those things. And as I was working on this last night, it popped in. It's like we have the 12 powers of man. We have the Ten Commandments. We have the seven habits of highly successful people. We have the five principles and the five steps to freedom in the way we pray. We have the four T's, time, treasure, talent, that program through Unity. We have the four agreements that we like to agree with or try to agree with. And we do all of that with the three faces of God. And here in Wimberley, sometimes we do it with a Texas two-step. And if that isn't enough, we go one toke over the line. So, there's a lot of nodding heads. For those of you listening in cyberspace, you can't see the nodding heads, but I can. It's pretty cool. So we're going to be here now. The first quote that I'd like to read you from is from Dr. Ernest Holmes from The Science of Mind. And I love this thing that we often hear in our busy lives, which is, you know, when something happens, something tragic or dramatic or some event, we want to do something. And so the response is, you don't just sit there, do something. And this one I love because it flips it around in being silent, being still. Don't just do something, sit there, please. Because it's in the space, it's in the silence that we are calm enough and open enough to hear that voice that wants to give us, that is constantly giving us the guidance that we... Every day, give me a sign, give me a sign, give me a sign. The signs are there all the time, and we just have to receive. So from The Science of Mind, the textbook, page 489, if you're following along. As our thought is opened, wide open, as our thought is opened and we behold the image of eternity within ourselves, we are changed by this image into a newness of life, life with a capital L. This is accomplished by the Spirit of God within. So I invite you now into this quiet space. I'm going to move a few notes around. I am, it says right there on my page. I am. So let's bring our attention and our focus to that first principle, that God is all there is. And if you are new to meditation or just beginning your practice, I invite you to be gentle with yourself, and I'm sure you may hear that from your teachers as well. This is not a place for judgment. This is not a place to sit there and think, I'm not doing it right. This is a place to breathe. In the beginning of every meditation, and at any time, if you feel a thought trying to sneak in, remember that gentle is the word. Breathing into that life force, that life force that is breathing you. Continue to breathe into this moment, being here now. You begin to move your attention and your contemplation to the abundant nature of the universe. Everything you need is here. In this moment, past has happened. It has informed you. It has taught you well. But it does not dictate your future. Unless you decide to let it. How we choose to perceive any experience is up to us. We have the gift of choice. If any, oh, but this or that or any story comes to us, simply guide your focus back to that one power, that one presence, the first principle. The future has not happened. Our thoughts and the degree of feeling we energize those thoughts with determine our future experience. Worry is the fastest way to create something we don't want. Everything you desire, every answer to every perceived problem, every new idea required to perceive a new outcome is available to you now. The infinite intelligence living and breathing you, operating through you, That deepest part of you knows this. So ask this deep self, what is the deepest desire of your heart? What does the infinite want to express through you now? What does my soul want to experience in this lifetime? And in the silence, we listen. So you are free in your mind. The power of your imagination frees you anytime, any place that you become aware of it. No matter what condition or circumstance that you may be experiencing, that infinite wisdom, that infinite power and intelligence and love that operates in and through you as you is greater, so much greater. It is available to you at every moment. That indwelling intelligence and spiritual wisdom knows exactly what to do in every moment. You are the light of God. You are here to do great things. And the direction for each step of the way of your doing and being is available in the stillness, in the moment. So begin to bring yourself back to this place. Breathing deeply. Begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes. Look at all these beautiful, beautiful lights in this room. Thank you for sharing that light and that life in the universe. So as we breathe gently into this space, I'm going to ask you to sing with me and affirm this beauty and this light and this life that you are. And there are two parts to this. It's very easy. You know them both. I am free. I am unlimited. There are no chains that bind me. I am free, I am unlimited. Right now, I am free, I am unlimited. There are no chains that bind me. I am free, I am unlimited. Right now, right now. Once more, I am free. I am.
said, there are no chains that bind me. I am free, I am unlimited, right now, right now.
And the second part.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved.
So much for allowing me to be here today. You sound marvelous.